Okay, welcome to Cameos. Good morning. I hope I woke everybody up. Thank you guys for jumping in on a Tuesday night. We are back from a week off. It is allergy season. I can't remember if that's why I was out last time. It might have been. I might have been in a Benadryl coma. That has been the theme of spring. Spring has sprung, and Claritin is getting my money. My name is O'Shaughnessy, the nasally voice is sponsored by the cum trees that are in full blossom right now. I know Just Ramblin', who is here with me, is feeling my pain. And Samson is here too. How's that nasal drip? How's that post-nasal drip, Samson? Oh, okay. Drink some ginger ale. That's what it is. And we got phone a friend Foo on the line. He is our lifeline in the event we don't know what the hell we're talking about, which will be often. So you'll hear a lot from him. So thank you guys for all coming together. The 50-50. Yes, Foo's input is less reliable than a flip of the coin. No, that's not true at all. We are going to get some updated layouts here so we can superimpose his beautiful fro and glasses in his likeness somewhere here. I'm not rushing it. I'm just telling you, the people have to know what to expect. That I'm giving them something to look forward to. And if you've tuned in at all during the daytime streams where I just put on a game for like 30 minutes and then shut it back down, thank you for hopping in. Try to do that a little bit more often. Samson's going to get that hooked up too. Look for some more, what do I want to call those? Exhibition streams during the daytime if you're bored during your lunch break. Right. Yeah, totally. That's awesome. I should just write our Twitch password like up on the back of the wall here, and anybody could just like do it like once a week, change it once a week, and just let people go ham. But yeah, so for this evening, we are going to be covering everything in the last 2 weeks that we might have missed in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. A lot of good stuff is going on right now. I feel like we're in a bit of a drought coming into 2024, but we're eating good right now between video game adaptations somehow being great across the board, Civil War movies that are not related to the MCU, and I don't know, a ton of other stuff. I guess the DC is doing stuff too. DCEU is still chugging along. So Samson's got all that news and more. Why don't you hit us with the latest, sir? Okay. Yeah. Wherever you want it, wherever you want. Oh, it should be. I'm done. I'm caught up. Is everybody here caught up? Is everybody caught up except for Foo? Damn it. Yeah. Yeah. So I will say this. I was a skeptic. I was a doubter. I think the show exceeded my expectations, and it was one of those things where it got better as it went on. The show had tonally, I think, some issues, which I said it was going to. I think the show just kind of jumps back and forth between like, hey, that guy's fucking a chicken. And then all of a sudden it's like, holy shit. Like, this is really dark and deep. And like the emotions are all over the place, like massacres and not in a funny way. And the show has some tone issues, but like that's kind of what I feel like they had to do considering the source material is just really all over the place. So I respect it. I think they did a good job and I was pleasantly surprised. And the show does pick up. I just came like 20 minutes ago. I just finished the last episode and goddamn, I'm just like the MacGuffins just kept coming. There was so many reveals in the last, like, without spoiling anything, I fully expected this show to just drop like one bomb, no pun intended, at the end, and to just be like, oh, that was the big reveal, wait for season two. But they were like, boom, 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 boom. Like, they just relentless with the lead ups for the next season. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited with the way they left it off. Yeah. Wait, who's Michael Rapaport? What's he look like? What's the character description? Oh, yeah. Exactly. So there are moments like that, and there's more later. You know, there's one cameo in like the sixth or seventh episode where I'm like, what? What is he doing here? Like, it just takes you out of it so much. But again, the issue. Let's just shit talk our own show. That's the new meta. Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
In The Mandalorian.
Nah, don't do that, man.
Yeah, it took me
out of the moment. Jack Black was great.
Jack Black is always great, but it's just like, it's Jack Black. Like, there's no way you can see him as that character in the show. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
no, Jack, that was Black a weird cameo.
Michael Rapaport is an actor, though. It's not like he's just a
random guy. he's a like somebody that you drop in as like being funny, and like that's like, oh shit, you recognize
maybe
him
now
immediately.
Or even John Sally's in the show. And, like, I was excited when I saw John Sally. He's, like, selling iguanas. And I don't know why he was in there.
I didn't catch that.
But
I didn't even notice.
I'm pretty sure it was John Sally. Last time I saw John Sally was in, like, Bad Boys 2. He was, like, an inmate. And then he turned out to be a super hacker. So they went and got him to hack something. Right. So, like, I don't mind these things. But show was great. To me, it's great. Highly encourage y'all to finish it, watch it. Do all these things.
Sales for Fallout 4 have gone up like 400% since the show dropped.
Like, am getting some remember berries from watching this where it's making me want to go back, because I think one thing that the show does really good is it like makes you feel like you're in, like you're living through the game. You know what I mean? Where like an Arcane or... what was the other video game adaptation show that just came out? The Last of Us, that were like, well, yeah, they're great shows. They didn't really do anything that the game didn't already do as far as like immersing you in the world. This, I felt like, I was like, oh shit, this is what it would be like to live in this fucking world, which is...
Yeah. The one minor gripe I have with it is it feels like everything's a little too clean.
You think so?
Yeah, like it feels like, you know, it's just when I watch like The Walking Dead or like Last of Us, like it feels very post-apocalyptic, and this does as well, but I don't know if it's the color grading or the costume design or the set design.
Interesting.
It feels very clean to me. It doesn't feel like I get the vibe of like a post-apocalyptic wasteland, but it's like it doesn't feel dirty the way you would expect a nuclear fallout would.
Huh.
At least in my opinion.
Interesting. I'll have to go back and see if I agree with that, because I did not. Okay. I didn't catch
it. It's like, because like when I saw The Walking Dead, it was like, oh, these actors haven't bathed in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Like,
everybody looks greasy all the time.
Yeah.
Speaking of greasy,
come on, we got it. We're just teeing them up. Take them up and you take off.
I can't say speaking of greasy when I'm pivoting to Yasuke, the first Black Samurai.
Oh.
You can't do that. So there, Warner Brothers is making the Yasuke live action. If you don't know, there's like a Netflix anime from I think Flying Lotus did it. Someone did it. But it's about the same story, essentially, of the first Black Samurai. But the director of Color Purple is the new Color Purple, like the musical Color Purple. Blitz Bazaoule, he's directing. I don't know, because if we're being honest, Color Purple wasn't great. So to have him, you know, there goes, we lost. Sorry, he's back. But yeah, to have him direct this new thing doesn't bode well to me. But yeah,
how was the Color Purple?
It wasn't good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't good at all.
And it's a remake that no one asked for.
Yeah.
I remember hearing.
And it's a musical, and he's going from that to this like period piece. I don't know, man. Honestly, I don't know.
That's concerning. I don't know. I'm thinking, okay, what's the studio behind the Yasuke?
Oh, Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is going to.
Oh, shit. Making. Never mind. They intervene with everything.
And to be fair, I didn't like the anime on Netflix. I don't really like it. So, you know, all right, now we're getting something else. This, you know, done by the guy that did Color Purple, which, again, wasn't too great. And then, you know, Warner Brothers is also behind it. And like you said, they will interfere unless you're like Christopher Nolan. All right.
Actually, they've kind of been on a solid streak lately. So they've had like Barbie. They've had Dune, Joker. Uh-huh. I mean, let me see. What else? Twister, Beetlejuice. Like, it hasn't been too terrible.
The execs at Warner Brothers are like the Nazgul from Lord of the Rings. Anytime a director is filming something, they put on the ring, they come for them.
Oh, sorry. And just to be clear, the Color Purple wasn't good to me. But it was good to like the world. So
okay, so it
got, yeah, yeah. Sorry, let me be clear.
Critically acclaimed.
So it wasn't good to the world either. It made $67 million.
But all right, it didn't make money, but it's critically reviewed well. Wonka, I don't know how else to say it.
Wonka made $632 million. Like, that Color Purple bombed, bro.
Yeah, it bombed, but doesn't mean it's bad. To the people. It's like the Suicide Squad. It bombed, but it wasn't bad. Right? I can't think of any other films.
That's
we'll see what happens. We'll also see what happens with Ice Spice. Shout out to Lucid Raven, who loves Ice Spice. What is
happening right now?
She's getting a biopic like we predicted.
No. Ice Spice is going to have her acting debut in Spike Lee's High and Low with Denzel Washington. This comes from an exclusive article from Variety. Yeah, so she's acting now.
God damn it.
And this would be like Denzel's fifth film with Spike Lee also.
Who's Ice Spice?
Who? Ice Spice is a rapper from the Bronx. I don't know how else
to describe it. Wasn't Cardi B was in Fast and Furious?
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was, but what does that have to do with Ice Spice? Oh, they're both from the Bronx?
Yeah, they're both from like the island, Bronx, Manhattan, the whole region.
Yeah, all right, food. It doesn't matter.
Ice Spice was born on January 1st in the year 2000. That's a cool birthday. She was born on the Y2K. Also, she was born in the year 2000. That makes me feel so old.
Because you are old.
Man, listen.
We're geriatric now.
All right, so the Highs and Lows is a remake of a Japanese film. That is what's it called? I think it's the same name, but whatever. A24 is developing and producing it. So that's cool. We love A24 films here.
Yeah, we do.
That doesn't mean will love Ice Spice in the film. But we'll see. We'll see how she does. No, she
isn't The Rock doing an A24 film? I think that's the sign that the studio is going down.
Uh-oh. He actually is doing A24.
The Rock and Ice Spice featured in...
I think the Rock is only doing that because he sees Batista and John Cena actually being taken seriously as actors. So he wants to stop being the big blockbuster guy
because
he
won't be that no more.
He went, whenever he goes back to wrestling, you know, he does a reset.
Didn't he already come back at WrestleMania?
Yeah, he came back.
Oh, yeah.
Wrestled his cousin.
Trying to keep it relevant. The movies again. Since he's getting paid off at WWE again.
He's
on their board of directors.
That's what I mean. Oh, has he always been on the board of directors, or is that a thing since the Vince McMahon
after Vince left?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to get someone clean.
Yeah, so I feel like he's got a lot more obligation to show up, where he's like sitting at the board meeting and he's like, I know how to get our shares up. I'll be there. I'll rebrand.
Just a PowerPoint with that picture of him in the black sweater with the chain when he was like 18.
I think we've talked about this before, but like Transformers, and there's a Transformers and G.I. Joe crossover movie happening. I don't remember if this was like truly confirmed. I'm pretty sure it was, though.
It's confirmed.
Yeah, this is not good.
I'm just gonna move on. There is nothing in this world I'm more excited for than this film. I just want to see Cobra Commander.
Hey, when is the Godzilla Kong movie? Ridiculous.
Already came out.
It's in theaters now.
Are they going to do a multiverse thing for the G.I. Joe one? Are we going to get Channing Tatum coming back?
That's going to be tough because they also have Bob the Builder in that universe and Barbie. So if the multiverse has to include the Barbie-verse and the Bob the Builder-verse
and the G.I. Joe-verse. The Builder-verse.
Yeah, boy, you got to include
what a time. What a time to be alive. Probably
Thomas the Train-verse.
Hank Engine. As long as it's the Big E version, I'm fine with it.
Oh, man. Dude, this Kong movie's been out for a month. I know I'm late.
It has.
Why didn't we go watch that? I thought that was Justin's thing.
Because you guys aren't serious, and I was not paying for it.
It's because you're taking off work to go see goddamn Rebel Moon 2. Moon. And that's the only shout-out that... No, that's the only shout-out it's getting. I got a sensor button. I'm gonna start to lay down on
9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's absolutely
speaking
terrible.
Of I'm Godzilla, isn't -1 coming out soon on DVD in Japan? So
I heard about that.
Stop stepping on my news.
It's only in Japan, though.
That's later in the news, Fu. You're giving up stories.
He's taking segues from you. We're just teeing him up, and Fu's yoinking him out of the hat like a magician.
Godzilla versus Kong. Just throwing that out there.
Nobody, all right, I'm moving on.
You can watch Godzilla.
No, I'm not. No, I watch Rubber Moon for free.
You all watch right, 2 hours of slow motion.
It took me like 5 hours to finish that movie. It's so bad. I had to go do stuff. All right, we've talked about what this else? Before, but the live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, the Last Ronin film, that's being worked on. And they got Tyler Burton-Smith to write the script for it. He's important because if you've been to the movies recently, you've seen the trailer for Boy Kills World starring Bill Skarsgård, which looks like completely bloody and gory. And it's like, I think he's like deaf or mute, and like his inner voice is talking to you throughout the whole movie. It looks really good. It comes out Friday, actually. I'm probably going to go see that. Glad to take off this Friday too, but whatever. So Tyler Burton-Smith, who wrote Boy Skills World, is right working on the Last Ronin script, so more to come. Hopefully it'll be good, because everyone loves Last Ronin. We won't spoil who the actual Last Ronin is.
I just want some more quality Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles content, since had that weird period where Michael Bay was making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies for some reason. Glad we're not in that era anymore.
Cast back then.
People love that, though.
Yeah, apparently he left all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles actors stranded in New York City with the mocap suits on and no transportation back to wherever they needed to go.
Oh, shout out to Alan Richson, who's in The Mansion of Ungentlemanly Warfare. That movie's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Kendrick Lamar is working on a he's working on a comedy with Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Yeah,
that comes out next year.
Guys that did South Park.
He's not going to work on Diss Track. He had other things to do. And I forgot what this is supposed to be about. Now that I think about it,
that is a weird collab. I never would have thought about. I don't know. First off, Kendrick Lamar does not strike me as somebody who like appreciates comedy. And second off, just pairing up with Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
They are fantastic.
They're hilarious, but man.
Sean is about to be mentioned in Kendrick's next diss track. Watch. So you think I'm not funny?
Yeah. Well, if you've ever seen, well, first of all, Book of Mormon, I love Book of Mormon, but it's highly offensive.
Yeah.
All their movies are highly offensive.
All their stuff is highly offensive. It's South Park.
But I love it. So yeah. I think it'll be good. So I'm very excited for that.
Very interesting.
And like I said, it's slated to come out next year, July 4th, 2025.
It's going
to
be a movie or a play? Or
it's a film. It's a film.
It's a movie. Okay.
Yeah, live action comedy. Okay. Oh, and it's not written by Kendrick Lamar. It is written by Vernon Chapman. And Vernon Chapman... you might know him from some South Park stuff.
Okay.
A lot of South Park. All those South Park films that you should watch, Vernon Chapman's been working on those. And Wonder Shows
It. Oh, this guy. I recognize him.
He's yeah. So that'd
weird,
be good.
Weird looking dude.
What will also be good is... And I think we've probably talked about this before, but Dave Bautista and Eric Nam are headlining the voice cast for Aang, The Last Airbender, which is an animated movie that Paramount is working on. So that's coming from their Paramount Studios. It's set for release next year in October. Sorry, not Paramount Studios, Avatar Studios. Mm-hmm. And this was announced at CinemaCon as well. And I should probably go into all the CinemaCon stuff. But I'm excited for that. I didn't really like the live action stuff that Netflix was doing with Avatar, so it's good to see like the original goats get back to doing what they do best. And the original series creators, Michael DiMartino and Brian Konietzko, are both working on this, so that's going to be good.
Hmm. Okay.
And since I just mentioned CinemaCon, did happen, what, 2 weeks ago now? we got a lot of trailers. We got some, our first look at the Captain America movie starring Anthony Mackie as Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
No trailer was released from that. Just some stills, but they did get like, what, rave reviews of whatever they showed?
Yeah, I think they showed some clip at CinemaCon. It was like very brief, but I think there was like a interaction between Sam Wilson and what's the general's name? General Harrison Ford. Ross. Yeah.
Sorry, President Ross now.
Ross, yeah.
Based on what we saw from the pictures, I don't know if people are that excited for just a interaction. I don't know if it's like just the hype train or like, oh, maybe it was really good.
I've heard conflicting reports. On one end, they say this is going to bring back, well, not really bring back Marvel because everyone's expecting Deadpool to do that. But they expect this to carry the momentum of Deadpool's inevitable success. But on the other hand, I've heard a lot of people saying that it's had some really negative reviews with focus testing groups. So I don't know which way this is going to go. I just know that they really need to knock this one out of the park because this is supposed to be like the Civil War, like Avengers 2.5 film that leads up to the, you know, Kang Dynasty, whoever they bring back for Kang and all that stuff. So
yeah,
we'll see. It's typical Marvel, hit or miss.
Yeah.
What else we got from CinemaCon? We also got, the trailer for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. There's too many of these. We got the teaser from Deadpool and Wolverine, but we've also gotten trailers from that as well.
Dropped 2 days ago. If you haven't seen it yet,
yeah,
go check out
that trailer. It looks great. A couple of like little like fun Easter eggs in there, like what Lee Fields'
Just feet.
Yeah.
What is that? What was that one?
It's like a call to the
Just Feet.
Which is a call to the artist. He can't draw feet.
Yeah. Oh.
So he's like the opposite of Tarantino. Like anytime he draws a character, like their feet are just either off the panel or just non-existent whatsoever. Or like he'll draw them like jumping so they can tuck their feet behind themselves.
Yeah. So that was a little fun thing. And then if people were like pausing the trailer and like pointing out, there's Lady Deathstrike, that's Sabretooth over here. Like, oh, this is Ant-Man's skull. Like, you know, so many things to point out. Cassandra Nova looks great in it.
Yeah, she does.
That's these aren't for spoilers. Whatever. Cassandra Nova is Professor X's sister.
She tried to choke him in utero, and he survived. Yeah. Actually, no, he killed her and expelled her from her mother's womb, and she lived as like this gelatinous mass in the sewer that eventually gained sentience and then grew into a person that now lives to torment him the same way the Joker torments Batman. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, other people that are living in the sewers, gross little ball of mutant flesh. That's wild. The trailer was really good. It gave all the right impressions for me. So
it didn't spoil anything.
Yeah, as long as the story is like Deadpool stories have always just been a vehicle to like drive the entertainment of it. I hope that they don't like, you know what I mean? Like Deadpool 1 and 2, it wasn't like you go for the story. You go because it's like an entertainment 2-hour block of, you know, meta humor, fourth wall breaking, and like gratuitous violence with hilarious uses of vulgar language. I hope that they don't like try to shoehorn in a very important story and then take away from like what made the first two movies.
No, they should. That's the point of a good movie.
Yeah.
I think even the other Deadpool 2 had a story. It's not
like, but was it? I don't remember what it was. Cable was there, and
it was saving the kid Fire Fist and stopping him from becoming like a futuristic mutant serial killer.
Yeah,
and then Cable story.
I guess.
Yeah, and I imagine this one is also going to have a great story. One, because the director is the same guy who did Free Guy. And I personally love that movie. And if you look at the trailer, you can see that like Wade is kind of trying to rehabilitate a broken Logan from the multiverse who apparently like fucked up his own world.
Sure.
So that's going to have like a bunch of heart and the story behind it as well.
Yeah. I wonder if they were making a reference to, there's a comic called Wolverine and the X-Men, something like that, where Wolverine like has his own, he's the headmaster of the school. And like Quentin Quire is there, Armor is there, like, all these young X-Men are there. So I'm wondering if it's like a reference to that. And Ryan Reynolds has done Ryan Reynolds, whoever else writes this, does a great job of keeping true to the comics. Aside from Negasonic the Teenage Warhead, they just change their power. That always bothers me. But whatever.
Just the powers are stupid.
It doesn't matter. Just get someone else. Whatever. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Please, boom, boom.
Yes, use someone else. There's so many other people. Yeah. But yeah, but go watch the trailer. It looks very good.
Yes.
Also, there's like a destroyed like 20th Century Fox sign in the trailer. Like it looks funny.
Yeah, they're gonna go super metal with this.
Yeah. We got Inside Out 2, the trailer, and I think there was a story about how like they got like teenage girls to come in and talk, or when they were showing anxiety, they got teenage girls to come in to confirm that like what they were doing was accurate or something like that. So that's probably going to be good. The first Inside Out was pretty good. Yeah. So.
I saw an article saying that originally the two characters that were going to get added to the emotions were grief and shame, but then they got really dark real quick. And it wasn't even a Pixar movie at that point. It was just like the beginning of Up for 2 hours.
It's like eating disorders and social engineering or bullying, like cyberbullying would be the other emotions. Like what?
We got an Alien Romulus trailer. I think this follows this should come from like the Prometheus storyline of Alien stuff, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch horror movies. But I've heard like
those are like action horror movies.
Yeah, but it's too much.
You didn't like Alien or Aliens?
Nah, actually. What? We got a Moana 2 coming. I miss the days of when Disney, like, you could make a sequel in Disney, right? It'd be like Lion King, and then like Lion King 2 straight to DVD.
Gone.
Right, but now straight we got
straight to jail. Believe it or not, Moana, straight to jail.
Now we got Moana 2 and Mufasa the Lion King both coming to theaters.
It's because they're making like stupid money now. I feel like back then, you know, they knew that there was money to be made, but it wasn't making like $1.2 billion or whatever the fuck Frozen made. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, I agree with you. It's
the original cast isn't even coming back for it.
Who asked for Moana 2?
We need a Jason Rewer to come back as
we need The Rock to come back. That was the whole point of that movie.
No, the Rock's not coming back. I thought he was.
Oh, he
no,
just.
I don't think the original cast is coming back. Hold on, let me see.
I'll let you look that up.
The Rock is over here saying, "What can I say except my paycheck?"
Actually, no, I was wrong. The Rock is coming back.
Joker. All right, there you go.
That was a good one.
They showed up with a dump truck of money.
Moving on from CinemaCon, we got a Transformers 1. Trailer, I think, last week, and starring Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, and Brian Tyree Henry. Keegan-Michael Key, I think, is voicing Bumblebee or somebody in there.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. It looks cool, but also, like, the whole origin story is weird. Like, I don't know why they're, like, they're just, like, poor Cybertronians, and then they get a spark upgrade, and now they can transform. So it's like a class system, and I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, it feels like a kid.
I don't think it's for us.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like a full blown CGI all robots Transformers film. Like, we just remove the human element altogether, but turns out it's just animated.
Yeah, this is that animated one that's coming out soon, right?
Yeah.
And it's like pre-Earth. Yeah. Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to just wait for Transformers and G.I. Joe.
And Furby. Furby's going to be there, too.
I'm moving on.
We got an Endgame scene with, like, Ken and Barbie and Bob the Builder, or what is it called? Roberto El Constructor.
You guys are off. Man. You're off the rails right
Hasbro.
Now.
Hasbro. Assemble.
This is some comic news. Marvel is doing like a what if Donald Duck became Wolverine, a one shot.
Yeah.
The same anger problems.
It was they got a lot in common if you think about it.
I guess it'll be cute. I don't know when the comic comes out.
Yeah, thank you, chat, for noticing. I shaved my face off, baby face,
real young.
Actually, is the comic already out?
I think it was. I think it was the 50th anniversary for Donald Duck and like the 15th anniversary for Wolverine or something like that. Like they shared an anniversary. They did it for a reason. It wasn't just like some studio executive snorting cocaine off of like an Ant-Man helmet. Like, what can we do? Kingdom Hearts. The next Kingdom Hearts.
The next Kingdom Hearts. You can be Wolverine, Donald Duck. He stops casting when you don't want him to cast.
I would be so happy if that happened, because I'm tired of healing this motherfucker. So if he has a regenerative healing factor, he can handle his own.
Goofy.
I can't do it. I used to be able to do it. I used to hate it. I used to have to turn it all the way down and just let him die, because Goofy was the only one doing work.
Bruh.
Sora!
So apparently, this is confirmed. They're moving forward with a One Punch live action movie. And it's from Dan Harmon and Heather Ann Campbell.
Dan Harmon is doing a live action One Punch Man movie.
Oh, that's Dan Harmon. Amazing.
What? Yes, it is.
Justin Lin is directing also. Sorry.
Oh, that's gonna be incredible.
Yeah, I always worry because, like, I need them to, like, just stick true to the comic, mm-hmm. or stick true to the manga. I would imagine Dan Harmon would definitely do that. And Justin Lin, sorry, if you don't know, Justin Lin is the director of, like, all the Fast movies, so I know Fu is frothing behind
Jason
his desk
Statham
right now.
Comment in chat makes sense.
Fu can't wait to see that in 4D.
Fu
is MAPPA involved?
Yeah. No, it's live action Fu, no MAPPA.
No, they got the MAPPA Studios people that are in the, you know, indentured servitude, and they got them to come and move the seats for you in 4D. So they're actually under your seats, shaking your seats.
I'm actually
like,
gonna watch
throwing
this
things
up. You guys ever seen D-Box stuff?
Yes.
No. That's what we're talking about.
Yes. He knows. But yeah, if Dan Harmon is doing it, maybe Jason Statham will be... Saitama. He's probably too old. They need someone younger.
Get somebody younger.
Yeah.
Humor.
Yeah, get Bill Skarsgård. Just shave his head. He can do anything.
Ooh, or Austin, what's his name, that was just in June?
No, he's going to bring the Elvis accent.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
you want to bring Steve Austin? He's too old, too.
Steve Austin, yeah, that's it. How do we get into WWE?
He's gonna have a superhero costume with two knee braces.
No, wait, we need a Japanese. What are we doing? We're this is the Ghost in the Shell problem. We need a Japanese person to play a man named Saitama. Yeah, we're not gonna whitewash this.
There are Japanese wrestlers,
and he's got to be bald.
Yeah, get the Bullet Club. Someone in, is that what's called, the Bullet Club? You're one of those guys. I don't watch wrestling. It's not real.
That's a good choice, Sam. Good job.
Yeah, if Dan Harmon's writing, it's going to be fantastic.
All right, what is also fantastic is Keanu Reeves is the voice of Shadow in Sonic 3.
That's a good call.
That's a big win for the Discord. It's a big win for the Discord.
This is amazing. You got.
I need more guns.
They need to give. If they don't give Shadow a gun. I'm hitting Panama Thunder in the face with popcorn or something. I would be so pissed.
Yeah.
They need to give Shadow a gun.
They're already leaving James Marsden in the movie. So, you know.
The pedophile defender?
Yeah.
Yeah. What they're doing? Unbelievable.
I forgot about that.
Did he ever come back out and apologize? Because I know some of those people who wrote those letters came back and they were like, oh, shit, I didn't know. I'm wondering if he was one of those people that came back out. Because, like... his career's kind of popping off.
None of the people who defended Harvey Weinstein ever came back out and apologized. They just let him silently go to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but was there a documentary that like showed their letters of, you know?
Not yet.
Go watch the Oscars.
There was a whole movement.
Go watch the Oscars. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
There probably will be one. Oprah's broccoli the documentary.
Oprah's making a Harvey Weinstein documentary?
No, she's blocking the Harvey Weinstein documentary.
Oh.
Really?
Wait, is this news? Or is this some tinfoil hat shit? We need to get you a tinfoil hat.
Please don't get a suit by Oprah, bro.
Yeah, we don't need...
Sorry, Oprah. I respect you immensely.
She's
going to
plunk all four of us in the third world poverty.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this news. I'm going to do it in this order. Sorry, this is my brain working. All right, so the creator of Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, which is on Netflix. Fantastic anime. Really good. Definitely watch it. He had some comments about like just the fact that Netflix released all the episodes at once, and he said like it's just the dumbest shit ever because there's no upside, which I kind of agree with, especially seeing how like he references X-Men 97, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine if the whole season just came out at once. Like there'd be no build up. So I understand like the build up of us having to wait to watch the next episode of X-Men 97 after we just watched all these things happen, which we won't spoil for the chat. Do not spoil it, Sean.
Well, let me just say.
I agree with him, though.
I think three episodes at a time is the way. We talked about this. Three episodes
at a time.
Arcane
did it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tell, because then you get little blocks where you can tell, like, as long as the story, what I liked about Arcane and the way that they did that three block thing was, like, they did it in, like, chapters. So like chapter one was episode 1 through 3, chapter two was whatever 3 through 6, and then chapter three was whatever 7 through 9. That's the way. And then when you design your story around that, like you give people this huge chunk of content to watch over the course of a week, and then they get more the next week, as opposed to like these like 30 minutes every week. It's like, what the fuck is it, like 1995 right now? Like, come on, man.
I think if it's quality, it's going to drive conversation regardless.
Yeah.
So it's like X-Men 97 could be dished out in 3-episode bursts, but because it's so amazing, it doesn't matter whether we get 3 episodes or one. We're still going to talk about it. Twitter's still going to make memes about it. And I can see why this dude is so frustrated, because it's like when you release everything, everyone binge watches it at their own pace. So it's like just like Fallout, how you just finished it today. I'm halfway through. I don't know where Sam is. Foo's probably
going to
watch in
2025. Yeah, Foo already knows how much money it made globally next year. Samsung watched it in an hour flat somehow. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I personally, like, I remember I was all on board for like everything all at once, but for like conversation, I like it week by week.
That was nice when Netflix introduced that and it had never been done before. You were like, what? You can go watch all of Stranger Things? What does that mean? How can that happen? Mm-hmm. And like, that's where that came from. But I will say, okay, X-Men is a great example of a show that is quality and you get it spread out, but every episode of X-Men is not as good as the last one. There have been episodes of X-Men where I'm like, damn, now I got to wait a whole nother week until something pops off. Like, and it's only 30 minutes long. Just give me a little bit more. And the reason why I think this is going to become more scrutinized is because they're obviously doing this shit to just pull out more Disney Plus subscriptions. Because when they release one episode at a time, you got to renew your subscription for another month if you want to keep watching it. You know what I mean? That's the only reason not. Release more than an episode a week.
I mean,
that's
business.
Fine if it's quality. Like,
yeah.
And as much as I hate on X-Men 97, it is quality. But I will say to the
I'm not saying it's not. I just think it's cynically not done for the discussion that it causes. No,
I agree. But I guess the defense of the creator of Scott Pilgrim, Take Off. One, it is really good, but also they like other things on Netflix are like sectioned out, whatever the word is, right? Like, let's say Love is Blind, right? They do like 3 episodes 1 week, 3 episodes the next week, 3 episodes the week after that, and then like the finale. All right. So it's probably like you said, Sean, it's probably just for the money. Right. Oh, we're going to make sure that you have to keep subscribing to watch the whole thing.
I think it's also a conversation because the conversation drives more traffic.
Yeah.
People see people talking about it and they get FOMO, or they just get curious and they go, okay, what's this about? And now you have a new viewer.
Yeah. But what's to stop somebody from doing that if all the episodes are released at once? Like Fallout, that shit is the number one most talked about thing right now. All the episodes dropped at once. Anybody can go watch it all and catch up. You know what I mean?
I think it's the duration of the conversation. Well, I don't think Fallout's going to be in the public consciousness in, like, say, a month, whereas X-Men 97 will, because the episodes are week by week.
That's fair.
Good point. And especially since apparently they're working on a movie for X-Men 97.
They've been bringing back.
That's in addition to season 2.
Yes. Yep. Season 2 already written by the same guy they fired, who they need to rehire. I don't care about his OnlyFans addiction.
Listen,
this is ridiculous. Honestly,
our whole generation got porn addiction. One of us.
I'm gonna save it. We're gonna talk about X-Men 97, our main story. So I'm gonna save my hatred for that because I got some problems with it.
But you can be addicted to porn, but just don't do like bubbled out nudity on Twitch. So,
Hold on, I was, all right, we got a couple more stories. I'm going to breeze through these. All right, apparently, billions of our Discord chats have been harvested. Shout out to Tigreek for this story. By the way, he shared it with the homies. But we don't care. We'll just get canceled at some point. If you saw the debauchery that goes down in our Discord chat, shout out to Lucid Raven and
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no Discord chat. I've never seen a Discord chat in my life.
Also, Disney Plus is planning to introduce channels for some reason. I don't know. This is stupid. I don't even understand. I don't care.
Disney Plus is like half of media.
What are they planning on doing?
ESPN, and
it's like they're putting channels on their Disney Plus service. I don't know why. Like it seems stupid. And it's
because that's how boomers like to watch their content, man. They like to scroll through a TV guide because that is comfortable and normal for them.
I own a Samsung TV, and when I turn the TV on, immediately their native channels come up. Right, it's just repeat of stuff. I've seen every episode of Flashpoint in the last 3 weeks.
Just turn it off. Turn off the TV. Just turn it off. You don't have to watch.
That's me.
I am the boomer now. Look at me.
But don't they already have that? If you go on Disney Plus, it's like they have like a Marvel channel and a Star Wars channel.
Yeah, but this is going to be the TV guide thing that Hulu already does. They're adopting it from Hulu. There's no... That's because that's what it is. Because that's YouTube TV, same thing. They do the same thing.
It's dumb.
They boomers are holding it back.
Boomers are these
people copying entertainment wise and politically.
So if one, go watch Civil War. Civil War is fantastic. Shout out to the homie Ryzen, who's a hater, but he didn't like it. One of my friends. His name, just call him Ryzen. But it is fantastic. He didn't think it had a plot. He said the premise was didn't make sense. He's stupid.
The plot was the systematic.
Exactly.
He's in the United States.
No, he's mad that they didn't tell him why there were four factions. Like, that's literally why he's upset. And now the movie sucks because of that.
So I mean, I will say if you go in, like, here's what I think. Since we did our research and we knew what the movie was going to be about, which was journalism of the fake futuristic Civil War. That's what my expectations were. Also knowing that it was an A24 movie, I knew it was going to be some outlandish shit, but the advertising for that movie made it seem like it was going to be an action drama. Like they made it seem like there was going to be a lot more action.
They made it seem like it was like Michael Bay's Benghazi film.
They were like, wait, when's Captain America going to show up? Like
it's more District 9 than it is Edge of Tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Way to put it. Yep.
Fantastic movie. Check it out. But one of the best scenes in that film is from the acting from Jesse Plemons. And apparently he just it was like good luck that they got him.
Because he's married to Kirsten Dunst, and somebody dropped it. I read that article. I don't know if I posted that article, but I read it.
You did post the article.
Okay, I posted it and read it. That was my contribution.
Does he not like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man's?
What?
Does
Jesse Plemons get annoyed at Sam Raimi's Spider-Man? It's like, stop.
I don't know.
I don't know how that's related.
Like Sam Raimi's.
So is Jesse Plemons the first ever instance of a Nepo husband?
He was. So the dude who was supposed to play his character just couldn't do it for whatever reason. It was sickness or just couldn't make the obligation. And so Kirsten Dunst was like, she was talking to the director. She was like, you want to call my husband? He's in town. He's free. And he was like, okay. And they just pulled him in there. And he was like, I'm so glad it worked out the way it did. Cause that character came out. Like,
yeah, it's fantastic. It's
if you ever need a villain, just get Jesse.
Just get Jesse Plemons and put him in those glasses too, where you're just like, this is unsettling.
Did he also shoot a kid on a tricycle like in Breaking Bad?
He might as well have.
A lot of stuff happened in that scene. And You might find one if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
Civil War is really good. Check it out.
Just understand it's not a CGI action flick. It's a deep dive into war journalism.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Quentin Tarantino is no longer working on his final film, The Critic. So there's probably going to be another final film that he's working on. I hope he does a Kill Bill 3. That'd be great, but he probably won't. So we'll see what comes from
who would even be in it?
Tarantino later.
Uma Thurman's got to be like 60 or 70 years old now.
Yeah, it should be the little black girl goes to kill Uma Thurman because
they did set that up.
Are they going to get what's her name? The girl from the Marvels to do it?
Tiona Parrish?
Yes.
No. Oh, okay. That would be a great casting.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Yeah, the one who plays Vivica Fox's daughter.
Yeah, she's that's around the right age too.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know if this is confirmed, but the former Blizzard president thinks that tipping developers $10 to $20 after they complete a game was a good idea. That sounds ridiculous.
I'm about to go into that rant.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. There's no way that's like true.
No, it was true. He tweeted it.
That's crazy.
I'm a developer. Tip me. I do stuff. It's not video games. I'll take it. That's fair.
He was the president who got fired because he was the scapegoat for all the bad shit that was happening at Blizzard, all the like harassment and like people being treated like terribly at that company. So it's really funny coming from him of all people. It was like, dude, you got fired because you just let like a huge rain of, you know, workplace malfeasance run its course over the course of how many years, and now you're saying this like, oh, treat the developers better. It's like, dude, you got fired because your fucking bed was shit in and you were the one who shat it. Like, you're not allowed to say that. I don't know the sentiment behind it. I don't know. I mean, developers definitely don't get compensated enough, but it's like, you think if you were to drop $20 in a tip jar that it would actually go to the developers and not assholes like Mike Ybarra? No, and it goes to the executives. It would go right back into the executive.
How about they just pay their developers and then stop overworking them?
Yeah. No.
Impossible.
Yeah. Well,
I guess Grand Theft Auto 6 has to get made somehow.
Yeah.
Variety's reporting that Steve Buscemi has been cast in the season 2 of Wednesday on Netflix. They don't know what the role is, though. That's like being kept under wraps. That's cool. But Steve Buscemi is cool. That'd be good.
He has Tim Burton. Like, if you ever seen Tim Burton's characters, he has eyes that fit that aesthetic.
Hmm.
Random thought. Please move on.
Talk more about his eyes.
Three more stories. So there's apparently, so in the comics, in the Amazing Spider-Man comics, Miss Marvel is being killed. I think Kevin Feige like ordered them to kill her. So I don't know why, but
it's because they wanted to resurrect her as a mutant, because Ike Perlmutter made her an inhuman, and she was always meant to be a mutant. But there was the kibosh mutant. And the comic.
Thank you, Food, because I was like, this is
dumb. So what, are they going to kill her and then just start her comic book run over?
It came back to like the same issue.
Yeah.
I see it now. Three pages.
Feige's rep put out a note saying that was false information. Feige never directed the creators to do that.
He's been directing comic book creators to better synchronized with the film since like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Star-Lord didn't have a Walkman in comics. He was like Commander Shepard from Mass Effect, leading the Annihilation and all that shit. And then now, because everything has to be the same, he now listens to funky 70s music in the comic, and Rocky Raccoon is no longer a British asshole. He's now like a fast-talking Jersey-sounding dude like Bradley Cooper.
Hey, what's the words I get idea?
Yeah. Drax was never Drax was like another Hulk kind of character, like when he told Thanos and shit. And now in the comics, it's like he doesn't understand sarcasm, so it's all movie.
Yeah.
I don't really want to read the article, but there's something about AI girlfriends.
Please.
That's bro, all you're going to give us?
I'm not reading the article.
Stellar Blade comes out this Friday.
Hey, it's an article about Stellar Blade. There's a chest opening animation that I've seen making the rounds.
We got to protect all women from AI women taking over.
Oh, it's not just women. It's dudes, too. We all getting replaced.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's getting replaced by AI.
Am I AI?
Yeah, maybe Fu is the AI.
Fu actually is AI. That's why we haven't seen his face in months.
Yeah. Fu is a complicated multimodal language AI system.
Our last story before we talk about X-Men 97, Ma and Pa Kent have been cast. Neva Howell is playing Ma Kent, or Martha Kent, and Pruitt Taylor Vince is playing Pa Kent.
I only hope that this Pa Kent will not tell young Clark to let a bus full of school children drown.
Have you seen Zack Snyder defend the Pa Kent scenes? It is the most frustrating podcast I've ever heard in my entire life.
I turned it off. He's getting on my nerves. I turned it off.
Like, should I let those kids die? Maybe. What the fuck? You didn't go to, like,
man is
go to ask for help first? Like, you jump immediately to just let children drown?
Yeah, maybe let them die. I don't know.
Yeah.
He said Batman having guns is part of the ethos of his character. Fuck you, Zach.
Same
interview. All the same interview.
He said that a couple butthurt fanboys were pissed off that he implied that Batman's character shouldn't be tied to, like I think he was like, oh, people didn't like my Batman because some butthurt fanboys don't like a Batman that kills. And it's like, nah, man, it's like you just didn't understand the character. It's like that's his rule. Like that is all the Batmans across all of the different comic book runs, minus the very few occasions where it's like it happens as like a catalyst event where Batman, oh shit, Batman killed somebody. But it's like, yeah. Clearly, Zack Snyder didn't get it.
Yeah, Batman only kills people in the Arkham games. And you might disagree with me, but this man punches people's brains out of their skulls casually. Like, you cannot tell me every one of those henchmen is surviving getting run down by the Batmobile. But in the actual comics, Batman's one role is that he does.
Well, aren't there like different runs? There's like Otherworld series, right? Where like he does.
Oh, yeah, there's alternate
Thomas
reality.
Wayne.
Right.
Thomas Wayne Batman, who does kill and use guns. But no, generally, it's like the fact that he doesn't kill is what is the crux of his relationship with the Joker.
Right.
That's what Joker's trying to push him to do.
Right.
And it also brings him in contention with characters like Wonder Woman, who will quickly behead a motherfucker without even thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah. So, Zach is.
Wayne is fucking stupid.
Zach is a joke, and so is Rebel Moon. Part.
Yeah, here two. You go. Here's your 5 minutes. Just take it. Tell us what
I'm
you
not
think.
Talking,
you took
I'm not
off
you,
a whole sucks. Week of work to watch
no,
this
I took
movie.
Off a day. All right, I'll say the movie sucks. The movie sucks.
Tell us
also,
more.
Hot,
there's nothing
hot
else to
Somali
say.
News. I got something that just dropped. Apparently, Daniel RPK put out a tweet saying that there is a Kingdom Hearts adaptation reportedly in the works. It's unclear whether it's for film or TV.
Just
y'all got that hot news on cameos. Do we have like a button to press?
I know we need a like I need like a breaking news banner to like go across the screen. So let's learn more about that and definitely cover that more on next week's episode because I need to know.
Even her story is ridiculous.
I need to know.
I don't even
want to
watch this.
Please don't bring back Nomura.
I think for next week's episode we should all be VTubers and we should pick a different. I call Donald Duck dressed as Wolverine.
Wait, I Kingdom Hearts story is stupid.
Fucking batshit.
Yeah.
Does it make
the first game had so
going to be 18 hours?
The first game had so much promise, and then the second game, I was like, "Oh no, I think this might be going off the rails." Right, and then by the third game, I was like, "Xehanort Hort the Fourth is a clone of Riku's brother."
There's five
Deku.
Games between that game.
Yeah,
there's so many games.
Three and a half.
Let's talk about
Birth by Sleeps.
I see a trailer for a Kingdom Hearts movie or TV show, and there's fucking fractions in the title. I'm giving up. I'm done. Keep math out of my damn shows.
X-Men 97.
Yeah, let's talk about X-Men 97 before
first of
we can.
For the audience, Samson is definitely biased. He doesn't like the show as much as he wants to say he does.
I think
why.
We have somebody in our audience that actually is not the biggest fan. I don't know if Slurms is in the audience, but he was saying he wasn't vibing with it 100% either.
I can understand where he's coming from. Sam's just being petty.
No, I'm not being petty.
Let me tell you something.
Do you
think the show is bad, or do you think it's a bad X-Men show?
I think so. Certain things bother me, right? I'm bothered by, like, little things. Like, there's an episode where, like, a lot of stuff happens. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone that hasn't watched it yet, but a lot of things happen and you would expect like mutants to be able to get in on the action and start fighting, but no, Only three people fight that entire episode, even though Exodus is there the entire time. And I had to go back just to see who's in the place, right? Exodus is right there. Do you know who Exodus is?
I would just like to
you
say
know how strong Exodus is?
Exodus was throwing ass in that episode. He was clearly occupied with other things.
No, that man Exodus was just dancing. Like, you know what's going on. If you don't get up and start fighting, stuff like that bothers me. Like,
that's they're like random. Imagine Apocalypse is like disco dancing.
Right. Instead of get up, go put some work in. What are you doing? Exodus is right there. Like, it doesn't. Those things really bother me.
They had to do it right. The way they did because those three characters you mentioned were the main ones of the episode.
Well, they should have made get Exodus out of the way. Then they should have made sure that they showed Exodus off, like not off screen, just get him out the way. They got someone else out the way early. So like, all right, that's why they're not fighting.
Let's be completely honest. Exodus would have gotten his ass vaporized too.
All right, well, I need to see it happen.
Characters were too horny. That's what was happening.
That's the story of the X-Men.
There's a lot of horny in there. Yeah.
They made a whole nation for mutants, and the first testament was make more mutants. Let's get to fucking. And the next page was an orgy.
Point to rambling. I really want
to shout out to Lucid. Lucid is also right. They ruined Rogue.
They nerfed the Yeeks. I think we all Rogue. We're all in agreement.
Rogue's voice actor is too old for this for the Rogue they're playing. I think she wasn't playing it like the way that I would expect her direction to be.
Yeah, I think they brought back all the voice actors, right? The original.
Yeah, most of them, whoever like is still around in voice acting, but like Rogue's character, she's trying to play it like the '97 version. She should have just like played it normal. I think, I think that would have been a better choice. I have an issue with the direction, not the voice actor themselves.
Yeah, I can agree. I don't like Wolverine's voice. Yeah, it just sounds like he chews a bunch of gravel before he hops on a mic, and then
Pack
of American like, spirits for breakfast. So
I think Cyclops, Storm, and Magneto, and I don't know why I can't.
Gambit.
Morph.
Oh,
I think those are voice acting wise. I think their voice actors are really good.
I think
good.
Magneto is new. The guy died for the original Magneto, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, like the voice actor for Magneto is good.
Yeah, whoever is voicing Magneto and whoever's writing his dialogue is incredible.
Yeah, it's something really you'd see on paper, not hear someone say.
Yeah,
but surprisingly, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, just the delivery is that good.
Oh, Gambit is not Zesty Lucid Raven. It's the 90s.
The best scene was the original series when Jean was cooking and Gambit tried to add spices and Jean kicked him out of the kitchen.
But no, it's easily the best depiction of the X-Men I probably have ever seen on television or film. All the characters here are better than what we've seen, so I'm not complaining.
Sam, did you like the comic adaptation authenticity level compared to other shows?
Yes, this is very. Besides that Jubilee episode, is bullshit.
Or it was only 15 minutes.
15 minutes of bullshit. That doesn't happen anywhere in the comics. Get that out of here.
For the first time in 70 years.
Wasn't Jubilee that out of here. A series original like Harley Quinn? Or was she in the comics first?
I believe she was in the comics first.
Yeah, she's in the comics. It's just that whole... There's a 15-minute episode or 15 minutes of an episode of Jubilee doing some stuff that's just thrown in there. And I don't know why they...
Just grooving.
They did it.
She's having a little adventure. Just let her have her adventure.
That's nowhere near the comics. Everything else is comic stuff. And I like how it's this is truly the 90s. Mm-hmm. Right? It is truly taking place in the 90s. I was watching an episode. I was and again, I'm not going to spoil it saying who it was, but I was why is he there? He's not supposed to be there. And I was oh, right. This is the 90s. This is before he realizes who he is and then comes back and does all this stuff. I literally had to go and start reading other things. I was very confused. So I appreciate how close they are to the comics right now.
Let's just break this down. Do you like the show?
Nah, I'm a hater. I don't like...
Okay.
Since Exodus wasn't fighting, and since that Jubilee thing has never happened in the comics before, I now hate the show.
Okay, got it. I want to do a case... I want to do a case study on, how you come to decide these things, because this is insane to me. you latch onto these little nitpicks, and it's just like, this is my identity.
Watch a comic video on YouTube.
Like, whose lines? Like, the games are made up and the points don't matter. Like,
no, you know, I'm so bothered. I had, you know, I watched the episode like 5 times, just trying to count all the mutants, the mutant combatants that were there. It's one thing for Leash to be there not fighting. Leash don't fight. That's cool. But everyone around him does. And they just cowering.
The Hellfire Club guy.
What do you say, Fu?
What's the Hellfire Club guy? What's his name?
Sebastian Shaw.
Isn't Sebastian Shaw like an omega level mutant?
No, he would have got his ass whooped expeditiously.
Yeah. He's a fighter.
Yeah, but that
just not spoil there. You're not on that episode. Yeah.
Who are the omega level mutants? Gene, what's
his name? I'll tell you, Exodus.
All right, which one was Exodus? I need to look Exodus this up.
He was the one dancing, and the girl was like going through his body. That's another. She's a mutant fighter, like she's an X-Men, but she can't like fight in that way. But Exodus is an omega level mutant that was just dancing that whole time. Madison Pryor is omega level because she's just Jean Grey.
I don't think Storm she's omega level. I don't think she's the same level.
She's not the same level as Jean.
No, I think Sinister nerfed her a bit so he could control her.
Oh, all right. Well, then, never mind. But Storm is omega level. Iceman is omega level. And I don't think we've seen... Did we see Iceman yet?
I think
we did. Ooh, Bobby. X-Men? Bobby Drake. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, we did see Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not like... And it's, again, he's already left the X-Men. He's not like a member right now.
Yeah, Magneto.
But he's omega level.
Yeah, Magneto's omega level.
Yeah.
And they all would have got washed. There was nothing...
Listen, it doesn't matter. They weren't fighting like they were supposed to be fighting. That just was really getting on my nerves.
The moment I saw, let me not spoil anything. The moment I saw somebody get dusted, I knew everyone else was done. Nothing anybody could have done to save the day. And only one person did the job, and we're going to leave it there.
Wasn't he up at the dance hall dancing and doing his thing up with all of the
Exodus
others?
Was literally... You don't know how strong Exodus is. That man was literally...
Yeah, but he might have had other things priority. Because, like, wasn't Namor up there, too? Was that Namor? Who was up there?
Oh, was Namor there? I didn't see Namor.
I thought Namor was up there.
Namor is a mutant, though. Some mariner.
If Namor was there, he would have been right on Emma Frost's ass. He don't go nowhere else except for where the fine blondes are.
Yeah. Also, there's another Emma Frost there, but this is before she has her diamond form. So, it's fine.
There's nothing anyone could have done to save the day.
It don't matter. They weren't fighting. And if he's not going to be fighting, I need to see Exodus somewhere beating cheeks or doing something. Like, what are you doing that you aren't, like, putting in the work while everyone else is working over here?
The show has so much more ground to cover than this
Don't focus on me then. He would have said a prayer to God, and then it would have been a flash of light, and then he would have met God. There's nothing more he could have provided to that fight.
That's fine. At least he would have did something. I'm going to nitpick that forever. I'll be mad at that forever. But how do y'all feel about this mid show?
I think it's a 10 out of 10. It's the best depiction of X-Men we've ever seen.
So my opinion doesn't matter at all because I was a casual watcher back in the day. I don't think I ever finished the original 97 series. I enjoyed it. It just wasn't, I wasn't into comics and superheroes back then. So, I didn't get it, but I like this a lot as a casual watcher. This pleasantly surprised me. There's definitely like parts of it where I'm just like, this seems like some filler stuff. But by and large, I'm really into it. Nicole was watching with me. She was intrigued. It's just really compelling overall. Like I would say at the end of each episode, you want to know. Like, they leave you on a note where you want to, like, catch up and see more. The shit with the Sinister and Jean Grey and all the nonsense that happens with that. Awesome. Post-episode 5, a lot of shit happening right now. That's great. Mm-hmm. I'm all about it. I minus the 15-minute Motendo thing, which was, like, whatever, dude. It was, like...
Yeah, it was like kind of like just a filler episode.
It was not even a whole episode. And the back half of that was so awesome. It was like such good stuff.
There's only 10 episodes and you're giving me 15 minutes of filler? How dare you? Is this One Piece now?
Yeah, it's oh, One Piece. I forgot that they just play the intro. Da-na-na-na-na. They just do that for 5 minutes. And then in the background, there's a dude that's saying.
I don't tolerate it.
Yeah.
I don't tolerate no type of filler ever. Get out of my show. And you know how I was almost mad? See, I watched episode one. I saw James pregnant. I said, hold on. Wait a minute now. And I was about to.
They are blazing through a lot of big arcs. Like,
I'm yeah,
they
are. Surprised at how much they are cramming into these.
Yeah, I was kind of laughing. It's like one moment, it's one story, and you blink, and it's like, okay, what the fuck is grandpa here. Grandchild doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate how the intro, like whoever's rotating in the lineup for like those episodes, the intro changes a little bit.
Yeah. I gotta stop skipping the intros.
Our national anthem.
I literally skip
every, mad because the bass is different. Every intro.
That is true. It's not enough bass in that joint. It don't knock. My speaker is not knocking. When I turn in the 90s, when I turn it on, the windows will move.
The dust right now, would come off the speaker.
Exactly. Now when I turn it on, it don't rumble. I don't hear people knocking on the walls trying to get me to turn the music down.
We have our own
I need my wife to start knocking on the wall, like turn it down. She don't do that because she can't hear it because the speaker's not knocking. I'm a hater.
God damn it. Impossible to have a real conversation around this.
This is a real conversation.
Is it?
I gave it its credit. It is very comic accurate, except those 15 minutes of bullshit from Jubilee and X-Men is not fighting.
It may not be comic accurate, but it very much fits in line with all the characters.
It is.
What?
It is comic accurate.
What? Motendo?
Oh, yeah. Motendo. Yeah,
diverged from the comics, but it very much fits in line with everyone from that episode. So I didn't mind it too much.
What do you guys think of the animation?
I love it.
Nah. Yeah, it's actually good. I thought I was going to be disappointed.
Yeah, same.
And then that hand-drawn style, I thought it was like, it's not going to work, but it looks good. And that movie that they were working on, I think is going to have the same animation style as well.
I thought it was going to be like Archer, like you know how the Archer show is? It feels like too like tongue-in-cheek, the tracing, but it vibed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would feel way too much like 2000s art. And they're trying to really capture the 97 vibe.
Yeah, I thought I was worried about how they were going to capture the 97 vibe, but then also make the action like not 97, you know what I mean? Because like I don't think that would really hold up today. At the way that they did episode 1 and episode 5 and probably a couple other fights in between have been some of the stuff with Storm was like awesome, very well animated. I am surprised, and it's almost like it is more captivating to watch because it's like it just is different. It's a different type of animation, and like when it pops, it like pops more for that reason.
Speaking of which, I really like the creative usages of every mutant's power, because it's like everything we've seen in the films is just very basic. It's like, okay, Magneto just he throws metal stuff, Storm has wind and lightning. But in this, you see really, really creative applications. You see like fusion moves and like, not really to spoil anything, but the way Cyclops uses his power, I think this that was brilliant. Okay, so like Cyclops is, what's the name? Optic Blast now has propulsion. So he can use it to like move himself across the battlefield.
Yeah.
Or as Sam complained about.
He would break his neck.
Guide himself to the ground. No,
his mutation has a reinforced neck.
Yeah.
We had a whole discussion about this.
But
so you're saying Cyclops is the throat goat. Is that what you're saying?
It'd be hilarious if every time he did his movie, he had to put his hands behind his head.
This is canon. I'm not even making it up.
The comic creator said that Cyclops is
has a reinforced neck for the burst from Sidorak.
The strongest neck.
Sure.
What was they going to say?
Cyclops is the throat goat.
You guys ever seen that that 3D model of like what humans would have to look like to survive a car crash?
Mm-mm. No.
Where they've got like the really thick, grotesque neck and the shrunken, like it just That's what Cyclops would technically need in order to survive.
It's like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Just like,
it's something. It's a monstrosity. But logically speaking and biologically, like the only way he'd survive his own optic blast would be built like that.
So, no, I agree, though. And I feel like whoever did all this, in like this choreography or in the animation, like they were playing some game where, what's it like, Ultimate Alliance, right?
Yeah.
Or X-Men Legacy, whatever that game is, where you combine powers and you do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I do appreciate, like, I hate when like Cyclops uses his beam and it's like, oh, this is a laser, so he's welding things. Like, no, it's not how it works. Like, this is concussive. Yeah. Like, it pushes things away. It's kinetic blast. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, I think they really got this stuff right. And they make the allusion to, like, Gambit. You know how Gambit, like, nerfed his own power in the comics? So that's, like, they keep that in there. They keep, like, just, like you said, creative uses.
They were hamstrung. They were hamstrung in the original series. Like, they'd always, the Cyclops would always say, to the Blackbird, and then they'd just be in the Blackbird because they don't want to draw people running because it takes too much time. Now they have, like, the ability to do whatever they want. So we're going to see some pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, with those creative applications of powers and the team-up moves, Wolverine should not have made it past episode one. Because what happened with Gambit, bro, like,
no, yeah, so that made me mad. I was like, yo, what?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
There should be no meat on the bones.
That's a good point. Yeah, let's not feed Samson's. So. Yeah,
but but if it's indestructible, right? It's the only indestructible metal on the planet.
Yeah,
so if you charge it. Yeah, his flesh just got to grow back, and then maybe they just forgot that part.
It's implied. It's canon. Yeah. Well, when do we get new episodes of that?
At 3 a.m. actually. So
tonight,
10 episodes. Yeah, 10 episodes total. It's 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on every Wednesday. So I think we're on episode 6 now.
No, 6. The next out. One will be 7.
And the ending arc for this season begins with episode 8.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
But yeah, go ahead. I'm a hater, so.
Yeah. We'll wait until it's all over, and then we'll just rehash all of this again. Shogun also wrapped up. I got to go finish that. That's on my to-do list. Last episode just dropped today. So go watch Japanese Game of Thrones, as people are saying. I don't know if I agree with that, but that's what the internet says. It's great. I do love it, but I don't think it's Game of Thrones. Yeah, Samson, you went and saw a couple things aside from Rebel Moon. What else you got going on right now?
Monkey Man. I enjoyed it. It's like a 7.5 out of 10. Same Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I also enjoyed that. That's like an 8.5 out of 10. Watch Kaiju number 8 is out now. Highly encourage you to watch that. And watch That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, season 3 is now out.
Not all the way out.
It is a long title, but this is the one long title thing that I watch. It's like, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime is actually really good.
Didn't we go through and pull the longest anime title names? That's the OG one.
It just sounds like Fall Out Boy songs.
Yeah.
I've seen most of that anime. It's pretty good.
It is very good. Like, you wouldn't expect it to be good, but then you start watching it. It's very good. Like, I promise you.
That's like, it's like some... I don't know that genre of anime. I'm just not into.
No, this. Trust me.
Shield Hero.
No, Shield Hero. Don't do that. But this one, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, is very fantastic.
Goblin Slayer.
Give it. Yeah. Thank you, Smooth Carlito.
Solo
Give it a
Leveling.
Chance. Goblin Slayer is also fantastic. It's very good. Do not sleep on Goblin Slayer. It is very dark.
I'm an old head. The new season of that is
out also, I think. Oh, and then Boy Kills World comes out on Friday. That's it for me. I'm going to watch that on Friday. See how it is.
What is Smooth Carlito telling me to give a chance? What do I need to give a chance?
That time I got reincarnated as a slime.
I watched like the first 6 or 7 episodes of the first season. And then I got to where the goblins had evolved and they had started a little village. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing right now?
Yeah, no, just keep watching. Like, you have to continue from there.
Okay.
It'll build. Like, just trust me. It is isekais. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Isekais. That's what it is. T-Stair agrees.
This is like, this is the one isekai that's like, not like bad. Just trust me.
It's the exception. It's the exception to the rule. One might say that all others are bad then.
Yes, I will say that. All others are bad.
So solo leveling is shit. List. Okay, cool.
At some point it is shit, yes. If I'm being honest.
I gotta finish it. I have a couple episodes to catch up on it. I'm just like...
Oh, solo leveling is not shit for like... It'll take them years to get to the part where it's not shit.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you're fine for now. It's like Demon Slayer. You got some time.
Go watch. I'm gonna go rewatch Full Metal Alchemist and just call it a day.
Before I forget, too, Tower God is season 2 is coming out sometime soon. I forgot when. It might be next month. That's it for me.
Rambling. What you rambling on these days?
The Stellar Blade comes out Friday.
I want a poster up on your back wall.
If you're a fan of high octane action and hentai, I got to a long conversation at the gym with a guy who was speaking very loud and made everyone around us uncomfortable. But apparently it's like Nier Automata, just with more ass. So
if somehow.
So if you're a fan of those things, go check it out. Apparently there's a demo out. I learned about it today.
You just learned about it.
Like, I'd seen glimpses of it, but I thought it was like a dating simulator. I didn't know it was an actual like fighting game.
Stellar Blade. Stellar Blade is the name, Carlito. I don't know if it's still on there, but there was a free demo on the PS5 and it's high octane hentai, basically. I mean, all but. So go check that out. Come back. Give us your status report next week. It's like Bayonetta. Anybody who has played Bayonetta, it's like Bayonetta. But
Bayonetta with better ass
Bayonetta graphics. In 4K and Asian and somehow even more curves.
Volleyball with swords.
I'm not playing this game.
Tibby physics. Yeah, I know. Every time I'm like, I'm gonna just throw it on my PS5 for the memes, and I'm like. And then my nanny's gonna come down with Theo and be like, okay, daddy's down in here. We're gonna go back upstairs.
Yeah. So you all can thank the very lovely, very loud gentleman I had that conversation with today.
All right, it's Stellar Blade. Like, hey,
you play video games. You heard about the one with the ass? And I'm on the lap pull down trying to enjoy my
bro,
time.
Bro, are you gonna spot me or you gotta put that thing away?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. I'm still trudging through Final Fantasy. I think I'm starting to hit a wall, man.
Please tell me when you beat that, because I have many, many opinions. I'm going to need like 2 hours on this podcast.
We're going to have to do a special episode. I am in the gold saucer, and it's just starting. The mini games are just starting to pile up. It's just starting to be too much. I don't like to leave things uncompleted. I did the sit-up challenge until I broke my PS5 controller.
So are in for a very miserable time. It does not get better.
It doesn't get better. Bro, I'm in the mini game central of the fucking game. How does it not get better?
No, it doesn't get better.
I think I'm just going to have to mainline it. I'm just going to have to like snort some... like Red Bull and just do it.
There's going to be so many parts ahead of you where you're like, oh my God, that was such a deep, impactful moment. And now I have to shoot chocobos.
Chocobo hunting?
They went overboard with the mini games. I understand the original had like snowboarding and boxing and all this other stuff, but this is starting to feel like Mario Party.
Yeah. I know we got somebody in the chat that's going to play it. My advice is going to be, just skip it. Skip the mini games. Just go.
This is why you need to only play Final Fantasy 15.
For free. Yeah, play it for free. All right. Let me know. I'll let you know. Shogun, that, and yeah, I just finished. Everybody here is going to finish Fallout before next week, so we can talk about it. That's some good shit.
And Kaiju number 8.
Sure.
Watch Kaiju number 8.
I gotta check that out myself.
Yeah, I actually am interested in that one. Because it's not an isekai.
It's fine.
All right.
I can't help you out if y'all don't like stories.
You know what is a slice of life? This podcast. We will be here next week. Same time, same place. If you're hitting us on the podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be there. We'll be on Tubi as soon as they respond to my emails. Yeah. We're waiting for that Tubi sponsorship. All right, y'all.
Tubi shirt, a Tubi durag.
Bro, maybe that's what we need.
You have to wear it first.
You need to be their unofficial sponsor. All right, y'all. Oh, food dropped at some point. All right. Well,
food is busy.
Made it towards that destination.
All right, dudes. It's been real. Thanks for hanging. Peace.
Peace, y'all.